Could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks as always for listening.
Ever been walking down the street or somewhere around campus or in a movie theater, maybe even a grocery store? Perhaps the student center, or in a classroom, and you find a penny, and it's tails up, and you would really love to take it, but you're afraid that you will get bad luck because it is not, in fact, heads up. Anytime that happens to you, you should turn the penny heads up so that someone else can find it and enjoy their newfound luck, because after all, spreading joy to someone else makes us happier inside. It's scientifically proven. From your luck-spreading DJs here at WRUV FM Burlington.
As you just heard, you are currently tuned in to 90.1 WRUV FM. No, there's music playing in the background. Sorry, guys. 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. My name is DJ Sweet Tea. This is my show, Wild Goose Chase, which occurs on Fridays between 11 a.m. and noon. I apologize. Last week I did a PSA at the beginning, and I was planning on doing it again this week, but then I got all my music type business set up in here, and then I looked and there were no headphones, and I kind of need the headphones in order to talk on here, because I kind of need to hear myself like a little bit. I don't know. Something about it, I feel, oh my goodness, they're hanging on the wall right there. Okay, sorry guys. I had to like explore around the room and try to find a pair of headphones, and they're hanging on the wall like right next to me, and I just noticed it. So I'm sorry for the delay and for getting distracted right then. I hope everybody's been having a great week. This is my show, Wild Goose Chase, as I said. For those of you that have not tuned in before, the kind of deal that we mob on this particular show is I play like exclusively vinyl type ideas. I just play exclusively vinyl records. I don't know why I had to include the type ideas there. But sometimes it's singles, sometimes it's full-on records. And today I've pulled some full-on records for you guys. I've been listening to a lot of jazz lately. That's kind of been big on the rotation, specifically Sons of Kemet, one of my favorite jazz artists of all time, a group that broke up a couple years ago, released some really incredible music throughout the 2010s and in the early 2020s, so I definitely recommend checking them out. But that has inspired me to grab an assortment of jazz records to play today on this show for you guys. So I've grabbed quite a few. The first one that I grabbed is actually low-key a blues album, but I was looking through the jazz section in the WRUV vinyl library repository. I don't know what that word means, but I was looking through, and the blues stuff is right next to the jazz stuff, which is reasonable. And I saw this one that looked too good to pass up. Because the record, like the cover, is so fun. It's this dude just like holding a guitar, but he's on the cover like five times. You gotta trust me, guys. But the name of the dude is Eddie Clearwater, and the name of the album is Flim Doozy, which is a fun name for an album. Featuring Otis Rush and Sugar Blue, which I do not know who those people are, but I'm sure that this record is going to be some awesome. So I'm very excited to listen to that. Before we do that, though, I feel like I had some things that I wanted to talk about on the radio, as I normally do. I'm drawing a blank right now, guys. I gotta be honest. Not my brightest moment. Okay. I'll talk a bit. So this weekend. Okay. I remembered what I wanted to talk about. Okay. So, this weekend, me and my girlfriend, Elsa, shout out to Elsa, are, going to Montreal, which is an amazing city. I'm a big fan of Montreal. For those of you who may not be tuning in the Burlington area, from Burlington, it's about, like, 2 hours it's about 2 hours, like, on the dot to get to, like, downtown Montreal, which is awesome. That's really close. And I've been there a couple times, and it is just, it's such a fun city. It feels so distinct from any American cities. And I haven't done much travel outside of the country except to Canada. And I went to Costa Rica one time. Have I been anywhere else outside of the country? I went to Turks and Caicos when I was a kid. I think that's about it, though. Because I haven't been to Europe. I haven't been to Asia. I haven't been to Antarctica. Okay, you guys get the idea. Basically, I haven't been very many places outside of the United States of America. And Montreal is a very distinct city from those. One, because it's in Canada, which is a different country. And two, because everybody there speaks French. And it's like a, I don't know, it's kind of fun. Because everything's, there's stuff in French and in English. It's like, whoa, like what? But, yeah, I'm a big fan of Montreal. And I went there a year ago at about the same time with my girlfriend Elsa again. And we went to a really fun jazz bar down in Montreal. There's a really, really tight jazz scene in Montreal. That if you're into jazz at all, I highly recommend checking it out. There are some really good record stores and a few different places where people play jazz, and everybody's super cool. And I'm just kind of... I really like Montreal, is what I'm trying to say. But this time around, me and my girlfriend Elsa found this place... I keep saying her name, and like, okay, whatever. But we found this place that we're going to go to that... I figure you guys might be interested in, because it's kind of musical. Hold on. Low-key, let me pull up the name. I know I have it open on my cell phone. On my cellular device. I think I've got it open. No, but I've got the article where I found it open. Guys, please give me 1 second. So, there's this restaurant. Okay. So me and Elsa, one thing that we like to do a lot is we like to eat really good food and, like, try different restaurants and stuff. And we've been to a lot of different places in Burlington and in Vermont area and in that kind of business. But we got a reservation at this place called Sans Solil. That's S-A-N-S space S-O-L-E-I-L. And it's a bar, but it's connected to a restaurant that's right above it. And it's a Japanese, they have Japanese food and, Japanese drinks, but, kind of the whole thing is that this Sans Solil bar, becomes like a vinyl, I don't know, like a, would you call it a club? Like a vinyl club? Or like some sort of like, it's a place where people, they have DJs and they play vinyl records exclusively and people dance. It's a vinyl club, vinyl jazz. I don't think it's jazz, but it might be jazz. Some sort of vinyl listening bar. Shout out to Elsa for texting me that. But the place looks really, really neat. The food looks incredible. I can't lie, the food looks incredible. Again, me and Elsa like to eat really good food, so I found this on a on the website Eater. I don't know if you guys are familiar, but it's like a it's obviously like a food website. And the food's supposed to be really good, and I'm really excited to try it out. So we got reservations there, and next week I'll be sure to talk about it a little bit, especially if it was really, really, really good. Oh, I'm going to sneeze. I'm going to sneeze, guys. Okay, I sneezed. I had to turn off the thing for that. I'm sorry. That's embarrassing. But anyways, I will tell you guys more about that if, depending on how much enjoyment we get out of it. But I'm really excited about it. Food looks really good. If you're going to be in Montreal, well, I can't go out recommending it yet, even if I don't know if it's good or not. But there's that. I'm going to play music now. This first song is the title track from Eddie Clearwater's album Flim Doozy, which I discussed a little bit ago. So the song is called Flim Doozy. So we're going to see how it is. I'm really excited to listen to it, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Get on down! will.
You just heard Flim Doozy by Eddie Clearwater. If you couldn't tell that that was the name of the song, I don't have much to say. I didn't really like that. I was gonna, like, try to sugarcoat it, but I'm gonna be honest, that wasn't really my favorite. It just didn't feel super exciting to me. Although, I did like the part, Loki, where he was like, let's have a fraternity party tonight. That was kind of funny. I don't know if I've ever heard anybody say that in my life. that's kind of a wild statement, but maybe it meant something different in when this album came out, 1986. Yeah, it was probably a bit different back then. I don't really know what was going on, but yeah, I liked the guitar at the end, but I just wish there was more of it. And less of whatever was going on for the rest of the song. But yeah, other than that, it wasn't like egregious, you know? It was just like kind of a song. But yeah, that's my take on that. The next artist that you're going to hear is a really famous jazz artist, Sonny Rollins. One of my personal favorites. One of the first jazz albums that I ever, like, really listened to was Saxophone Colossus by Sonny Rollins, and that album is incredible. He is a really amazing saxophone player, and so I've always kind of had a soft spot for his music, and I found a fun record by him called Pure Gold Jazz. It's got a really cool album cover, I gotta be honest. It's him, like, wearing sunglasses playing a saxophone, which is kind of sick. But, I think it's a compilation. Oh, no, is it a reissue? Man, who knows? But it's pretty solid. I can't say that. I haven't heard it yet. But the song that I picked is called Blue Songo, which is fun because I like the blues, and we just heard a blues song, and I figured it'd be a good way to transition into more jazzy stuff. And songo is a style of music that is really cool that I learned about in my drum lessons sometimes. So that's my plug for that. Let's go into it. This is Blue Songo by Sonny Rollins. I hope you guys enjoy this one. I hope that I enjoy this one. We will see how it goes. Thank you. Sorry, I had to restart. I came in too early with what I started talking. I felt like I still had the volume a little too quiet, so I restarted, and then I kind of had to give up. But you are currently listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington, the radio voice of the University of Vermont. You just heard Blue Songo by Sonny Rollins. That one was pretty good. I liked it a lot. It was very stripped back, which I wasn't expecting, but I will welcome with open arms. And he sounded really good on that, Sonny Rollins, the saxophone player. So, in the end, that was pretty solid. I'm a fan of that. I'm a fan of that one. Sonny Rollins is one of my favorite jazz musicians. As I talked about a bit before I played the song, he was a big part of my introduction into jazz music, and so, yeah, it's pretty exciting, and I'll always be a fan of his work. Goodness, I had another something I was going to talk about. I got it. So lately I've been, like, well, lately as in on this past week, starting on Monday, to be specific, I was really curious about learning how to play Mahjong, which is, if you're not familiar, a board game, kind of. It involves tiles. It's kind of more similar to a card game than like a true board game, because you use the tiles and they're kind of like cards. They have like suits and numbers and that business. But so I started trying to figure out playing Mahjong. And so over this past week, it's something that I've been kind of locked into. I've been playing it on my iPad, you know, kind of just whenever, because it's a lot of fun. If you're unfamiliar with how to play, I'm not going to go through all the rules because there are a lot of rules, but I would say that overall, the style of play is not too dissimilar from like gin rummy, in that you're trying to like make groups of cards or tiles in your hand, and then once your hand is like full of those groups, then you lay them out and you win. So it kind of has a similar flow to that, and gin rummy is a game that I've always really enjoyed, so I was very glad to find a good comparison, good similarity like that. And so I've been really enjoying doing that, but so the first couple days I was doing a lot of playing against like AI, not like ChatGPT, but like AI on this like Mahjong platform. And then yesterday in the evening, I was finally like, well, I played one game on like Tuesday, which was my second day of learning. I played like one real online game and I got destroyed. So I was like, yo, I need to get back in the lab and work on this for a bit, and then I'll go out and I'll be able to do it. And then then on Wednesday I was a lot of playing against the computer or doing different like type of practice type stuff. And then yesterday I finally had the confidence to roll up on an online ranked game of Mahjong. All right. And I played quite a few of them, and I got destroyed in every one. There really are levels to this, man. It's like, I don't even understand a lot of the times I would lose, and I would be like, what was I supposed to do differently? And then I would look at, they have like an analysis thing on the place where I play Mahjong, and it would be like, oh, you played a game, and your game, like your grade is like a D. And I was like, what on earth did I even do? And I go through it, and I still don't understand it a lot, but it's just something that I've been kind of excited about lately. I've been interested in. And it's really hard. It's really hard, and I've been getting absolutely cooked online. So yeah. And a big part of that, which I don't know if it's like this everywhere, but the online games are timed, and you really do not have a lot of time. You have, like, if you're going to stay in the game, you have to make your move within 5 seconds. Because the way that it works is you have, like, a 20-second reserve of time, and then every time it's your turn, you get an additional 5 seconds. But you can't, like, stack them. So if you make your move instantly, you don't all of a sudden have, like, 25 seconds. But you'd still have 20 seconds. It's like it's 20 seconds plus 5 seconds is the, I think, technical way that it's formatted. So you essentially have 5 seconds, and if you go over that too much, you get cooked. And I can't think that fast. There's too many moving parts, man. There's like so many different tiles, and there's so many different ways to, like, have a winning hand. But yet there's also, like, only a few ways to have... Anyway, I'm not gonna go into it too much, but if you really like Gin Rummy and you have some time and you want to learn a game that's kind of similar, but I think, me personally, I've played a good amount of Gin Rummy. I think that Mahjong's a lot harder, but that's also just because I'm, like, just learning it, low-key. But if you're interested in it, definitely check it out. It's a lot of fun, but yeah, it's really hard, and I'm getting destroyed. And so hopefully I will continue to get better at that, but we will see. I'm going to play another song for you guys. This one is by a group that I have played on here before, and they're pretty solid. I've really only listened to this one album that the song that we're going to listen to is off of, which is called Nice Guys, but I haven't listened to a lot of their other stuff, but this album's really good. It's kind of out there. If you're into, like, free jazz and that kind of business, this is a lot of that. But this is by the Art Ensemble of Chicago, which is a pretty lit... Man, what am I talking about? They're good. I really enjoy listening to their music. And the song we're going to listen to is called 59759, or maybe it's 597-59. The way that it's formatted is 597-59. I don't know how exactly you're supposed to say it, if it's 59759 or if it's, like, whatever, dude. It doesn't necessarily matter. But this song's awesome. I hope you guys enjoy it, and we'll talk more about it once it's over. But, yeah, here's 597-59 by Art Ensemble of Chicago. We'll be right back. You guys just heard 59759 by the Art Ensemble of Chicago. That's a song that I really enjoy. I think that there's a lot of really cool ideas on it, and I think it has kind of just a really fun energy to it. So I'm glad that I was able to share it with you guys. We are going to move right into our next song, which is by some dude named Art Pepper, who I'm not familiar with, but he looks pretty cool. Yeah, the song that we're going to listen to is called What Is This Thing Called Love? Apparently it's from the show Wake Up and Dream, which Lord knows what that is. But, wait, hold on. Maybe I can find something. No, I can't find anything about it on the back, about what that means. But, anyways, I'm really excited to listen to it. It seems like a fun, quartet recorded it. And so I'm sure it'll be some good. So we will see. You're about to hear What Is This Thing Called Love by Art Pepper. Here we go. Thank you. Just heard "What Is This Thing Called Love" by Art Pepper. That one was really solid. I really enjoyed the saxophone on that, and it was kind of just a traditional kind of up-tempo bop song, which was really exciting. That's actually something that I've been also into a bit recently. I know that earlier I talked about how I've been listening to a fair amount of jazz, specifically, I'll shout them out again, Sons of Kemet, one of my favorite jazz groups, probably my favorite jazz group ever. Just so, so incredible. But in addition to that more modern jazz, I've been listening to some more up-tempo grooves because I've been working on different, In my drum lessons, I've been talking a bit about, like, up-tempo jazz grooves, specifically, like, you know, like, more traditional, faster bop songs, and that right there was one of them, and I really liked it. I feel like the drummer added a good amount of variety and contrast in his playing, which is what I was particularly looking at during that specific song while it was playing. Yeah, that was really good. You're currently tuned in to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. My name is DJ Sweet Tea. This is my show, Wild Goose Chase, occurs on Fridays between 11 a.m. and noon. The whole deal here is that I play exclusively vinyl stuff, so that's what you've been hearing. You've been hearing a lot of jazz over these past 46 minutes. But it's been really good. It's been really exciting, and I hope that you guys have been enjoying it as much as I have. Really quickly, I'd like to talk about next week, next Friday, I'm going to be talking a good bit about this trip to Montreal that I'm taking with my girlfriend this coming weekend. So I will be sure to recap that for you guys. And if I pick up any good records, I will be sure to play those on air and talk about them more. But another thing that I'm going to be talking about is the beginning of the NBA season, which is, I don't particularly follow like football or baseball like that, but, I am pretty locked into basketball, and so I'm really excited for that to start this upcoming week. And as I was scrolling on Instagram this morning, which is goated, I came across an awesome Denver Nuggets post about how they brought back Bruce Brown, who was just a great player when they won the championship in 2023. And I saw some of his highlights from that year, and I'm just really excited that he's back on the team. I root for the Denver Nuggets because my sister does some work for them. She works in, she lives in Denver and is like sports photographer, videographer, and she does some freelance work with the NBA with Denver. And so I'm pretty locked in on that team. I really hope that they do well because that means that my sister gets more opportunities, which is awesome. But the Denver Nuggets are looking really good this year, guys. I think that it's their year to run it back. But yeah, that's all I'll say about that. I'll have more comments once the games actually start happening. But, I've got one last song to play for you guys. This one I picked because the album cover is low-key, like, awesome. The album is called Salsa Picante, and the album cover is a can of salsa, like, opened and turned on its side, and out of the can is, like, flames coming out. And it looks really, really sick. I don't know anything about these people, Claire Fisher and the other people who recorded the album. But the song we're going to listen to is called Bocce. Not like the ball game, but spelled B-A-C-H-I. So maybe it is about, I don't know the origins of bocce ball, but I know that it's not spelled that way. It's with like two C's and two E's or something, right? Something wild like that. Or maybe it's one E, but either way, the song you're going to listen to is Bocce by Claire Fisher off the album Salsa Picante. Please look up the album cover. It looks awesome. And I hope it'll add to the vibes of the song. Here we go. I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you. are currently tuned in to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. You just heard Bocce by Claire Fisher off of their album Salsa Picante, which has a really sick album cover, as I discussed prior to playing the song. That is going to be it for the music that you hear today from me. Please stay tuned on to 90.1 WRUV FM. There's always great stuff playing. My name is DJ Sweet Tea. This has been my show, Wild Goose Chase, which occurs on Fridays between 11 a.m. and noon. We listened to some fun jazz today. I hope you guys enjoyed it all and had a good time listening to the show. As I said, please stay tuned in and feel free to tune in next week at the same time. And I'll be doing some similar stuff. I probably won't be playing jazz again, but we'll see. But I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope you all have a nice day. Have a nice week. Have a nice weekend. I will talk to you later.
Hello, everyone. It is currently 12 p.m., so that means it's time for Four Leaves with DJ Clover on WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. Before music, I'm going to share some weather. So today in Burlington, it's a high of 53. And a low of 35, pretty cold. And I think it's going to be, yeah, it says it's going to be sunny for most of the day. And that's according to the weather app. And first off, I'm going to be playing a song by Bass Victim off of their new album, which I've been obsessed with. It came out like last week, I think, and I've